This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. You might have seen reports about a small Michigan town, fewer than 300 people, but with a force of 110 reserve police officers. I've been fascinated by this story and wondering how and why this came about in Oakley, Michigan. Well, reporter Ryan Felton at Metro Times did a deep dive into the story and answered those questions. He joins us now. First things first, Ryan, tell us about Oakley. What kind of town is it?
If you ever want to look for a textbook definition of a small town, I think it fits the bill perfectly. There's a very limited supply of businesses. There's two bars, a gas station, a couple churches, and like a hair salon, and that's about it.
Yeah, we're talking smaller than Mayberry here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the context they used was, you know, the greater downtown area is considered 7 square miles, so Oakley could fit in downtown Detroit 7 times neatly.
Now, in the past, this village has had one part-time police chief. That changed, though, when the village of Oakley hired Rob Resnick. He started this reserve police force as a way to raise money. So how does that work?
You know, basically, you have a guy who saw an opportunity to fund his department by allowing people to apply as a reserve officer if they paid for their uniform, badge, and firearm, and passed a number of tests, they would be able to work as a volunteer cop, and that usually rounded out to about $1,300 to cover the total cost, as it was explained to me. I think one of the issues that came up with this is that a lot of people got confused by that there's a donor list and then there's a list of reserves, and those two aren't the same. You could be a donor and not be a reserve, vice versa. And basically, this guy just made connections. He just, as he described it, and that really does seem to be the case, he picked up the phone, called somebody, and just asked, said, "I work for a small community that doesn't have a lot of money, and would you be willing to donate? And if so, would you be interested in being a reserve officer on my force?"
So you didn't have to be a resident of Oakley. These people could be from anywhere in Michigan or anywhere in the nation.
Yeah, so you have 98% of those who have applied to be a reserve officer come from Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County. And it runs the gamut of, wealthy professions, everyone from doctors, attorneys to, you have a former Detroit Lions football player who now plays for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, it's a astounding, remarkable, cadre of officers that he's collected for his volunteer force.
And these people have police powers.
They do if they are in the presence of one of the certified officers. So that's one thing that, should be made clear, is that if they are in the presence of one of Oakley's certified officers, then they can take enforcement action. I think, the one catch here is that as a reserve officer, they get a special gun permit. Like if you or I had a CCW, if, we were to go somewhere, we couldn't take our firearm into certain locations. As a reservist, you can bring your firearm anywhere. And that, I think, is one of the catches of being a volunteer cop in this sort of capacity.
How does the village board feel about having this extra money and this relatively huge police force?
That was one of the most, I guess first off, reporters, I think, cover small towns, and they can get the sense as to what the, politics are of a small town and, what type of conversations take place in that sort of setting as opposed to, a big city like Detroit or Ann Arbor. The dynamic in the room during some of these meetings was just one of the most fascinating experiences to watch, because it was just like watching this ugly family feud just play out wide in the open, because you're not talking about people who are unfamiliar with each other. I mean,
they run into each other every day.
Right. And so it's not like your typical political beef. It's not like a Monica Conyers, Ken Cockrell type beef that plays out in the open. You're talking about people who have known each other since they were children. And it's, it was so, odd to watch this happen. Because on one side of the room, you have people who are very happy that Rob Resnick has brought in such a significant amount of money, you know, we're talking about, he's brought in as much donations as the town spends in a year for its general fund budget, just to give you some context. So there are some people who are just absolutely love the fact that he's been able to bring in this money and, you know, buy new computer equipment for the town, buy, you know, a new playscape for the community, that sort of thing. But on the opposite end, you have those who feel like this has just created this sort of pay-to-play atmosphere, and Resnick's able to just do as he pleases. And it's split, you know, right down the middle.
You reported the Village of Oakley is the subject of a dozen active lawsuits, and the majority of them have been filed by a guy who actually serves as a trustee on the village board.
Right.
That seems really complicated. What's up with that?
The guy, Dennis Bitterman, he owns a bar, one of the two bars, and after an incident that played out a few years ago involving the chief that is the subject of one of the lawsuits, that was a civil lawsuit that was filed, he's sort of raised hell consistently ever since. And it plays out in a very strange way because, you know, frequently the topic of discussion at these meetings over the last year has been these lawsuits. So you have a setting where a guy who is in a public meeting is suing the village and the board that he sits on, and they're having to talk about, you know, how the village is defending itself in the presence of the plaintiff. And it makes for just, you know, very strange, convoluted dialogue. But, you know, from an emotional standpoint, I think it's just important to stress that it's really caused, you know, a strain, not just financially, but just emotionally, too, on some of these residents.
So you have the benefit of new computers and a playscape in the park and all these extra officers if you need them for any reason at all. But the downside is you've got these lawsuits that are tapping the city's budget. You've got this division between people on the board and people in the village. It sounds like there's as much of a downside as there is an upside. But I want to look at the larger picture. Where's this going? Are other small towns who are struggling to get by because the state revenue sharing cuts, are they thinking about this kind of fundraising? I mean, will everybody who wants a badge and a gun soon become a reserve officer for some cash-strapped little town?
Well, that's something that, you know, I tried hitting on, because I think that that's one of the biggest unanswered questions at this point. Because, you know, Rob proudly, you know, told me that this is something that isn't done elsewhere. It's a very novel approach. And you talk to other law enforcement officials, and, you know, they either, you know, find it totally out in left field, or they just, you know, consider it just completely, you know, revolutionary in terms of how to fund a department. Because you're talking about a completely funded private department that's funded by just solely private donations. And the chief says he's gotten calls from other departments across the state about what he's done to make it happen. But, you know, I think that remains to be seen, I guess, especially, you know, when you consider the pushback in these lawsuits related to the volunteer force. I mean, I would be surprised if other communities would be interested in, you know, taking up that sort of backlash, you know, just for the sake of having some extra money coming in, because it financially speaking, it's been a detriment, you know, on the town's budget.
Ryan Felton is a reporter for Metro Times. We've been talking about his story, how one police chief and his 110 reserve officers have split the village of Oakley and its 286 residents. I like the subtitle, too, Ryan, Small Town Soap Opera. That seems fitting. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.